The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour. What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Chris, would you try and track down Rob Port from the Say Anything blog? Here, I see a post on Rob's website that has a photo of George Sinner, the Democratic candidate for Congress, who is at Veterans Memorial Park from his Facebook page. George Sinner, who yesterday was taking his cues from Joel Heitkamp complaining about Congressman Kevin Cramer's ads using veterans as political props, seems to be doing the same thing here. But I don't know where he got this, and it looks like from the story here that it was a photo that that Rob had taken from the Facebook page of George Sinner that has since been taken down. But he had a screenshot of it, so I need to get to the bottom of that so you can maybe see if we can have a couple minutes with Rob before the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, what is on your mind, my friends? Give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Last hour, we spent a lot of time talking about this controversy, and I guess it's a controversy, although I asked the question of veterans, are you offended? Is this a controversy to you? And we didn't have one veteran call offended other than one vet from Grafton who was ticked that he saw Congressman Cramer being politically correct by taking down the ad and that he shouldn't have done it. So that's rather interesting. Otherwise, nobody was offended by it. And now it looks like George Sinner's done the same thing, so he's going to be eating a little crow. But that happens a lot with George Sinner, actually. Remember when he was critical of Kevin Cramer for missing votes in Congress, and then somebody pointed out he was missing votes in the state legislature because he was on a vacation? Rather inconvenient. That campaign has been rather inept, and I think that's one of the reasons they refused to come on this program and take your questions, because it's a little hard when you're having to battle in that regard. But anyway, welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Bottom of this hour, Doug Goring's going to join us, North Dakota Ag Commission candidate. I'm going to try and find out what position his opponent, Ryan Taylor, the Democratic candidate for Ag Commissioner, has on Measure 5. We're going to be playing some clips this afternoon on Energy Matters, which right now airs on KFYR 550 from 3 until 5 on Tuesday afternoons, and also KLTC and Dickinson 1460, two of the five stations you're listening to here today. We're going to play some comments. Ryan Taylor famously at a recent North Dakota Petroleum Council conference brought up the idea that a social contract was in order between the oil and gas industry and North Dakotans. And nobody really knew what he meant by that, although there were concern and gasps really in the room at the time he uttered it. We finally got a chance to ask him what he meant about that at the Lignite Energy Council meeting last week. We're going to air that today on the program as well. So Q&A with the Senators Hoven, Heitkamp, Congressman Cramer, plus Doug Goring and Ryan Taylor, the Ag Commission candidates in Energy Matters this afternoon, plus two of the most amazing experts on the EPA rules, number one, that are being suggested for the governance of new coal plants and current coal plants, as well as how to use CO2 in enhanced oil recovery and what that could mean. Some amazing things today, 3 to 5 with Energy Matters. Hope you'll check that out. In the meantime, let's find out what's on your mind. I have one other thing I wanted to add to the mix today. And this is a question as well for our listeners. And again, if you want to talk about the Cramer ad, if veterans want to go to the front of the line and talk about that, whatever you'd like. We got a half hour to just chat about whatever you'd like to chat about today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Measure one, we spoke a little bit about yesterday. And there is I call it a vitriolic editorial in today's Fargo Forum. I don't know if this runs in the other forum newspapers or not, but it's in the Fargo Forum today. And the headline is, Measure 1 Requires a Strong No. I want to know from our listeners, as it pertains to Measure One, who are you listening to, if anybody? I mean, the best thing is to listen to yourself, to do some research and form your own opinion. But who helps you inform those opinions? Where do you gather your facts from? I have listened in the pews of our church for the last, I think this started at least 6 months ago, to hear all kinds of things that that our pastor was warning us were going to be said about Measure One, all of which has come true. The sky is falling, and they put out a lot of literature on it, and I've really taken it upon myself to just immerse myself in it. And what's amazing is all the things that, in our case, the church warned about has come true. You know, they're claiming it's going to make it difficult to make end-of-life decisions. Not true. Now some in vitro fertilization experts have come out. By the way, one of these experts from Sanford Health that's come out saying, if Measure One passes, we're leaving, we won't practice here, we're gone, which is just crazy. Seems silly. One of them has referred to North Dakota legislators as the Taliban. I kid you not. She actually tweets using some kind of a handle referencing North Dakota Taliban. I mean, this is about as crazy as you can get, in my view. The forum editorial is not far behind. Listen to some of the things they say here. Measure One, the so-called personhood amendment, which, by the way, they're the ones calling it personhood amendment, but anyway, has the distinction of being the most purposefully ambiguous measure ever on a North Dakota ballot. Again, I'd encourage you to read the sentence that would be added to the Constitution and ask what's ambiguous about it. But here's some of the language that I think is a little over the top. Put there by a misguided and manipulated majority of the legislature, Measure One's seemingly simple and straightforward language is in effect an invitation to endless litigation. I think it actually could prevent some litigation. Look at the crazy things that Whit Corwin, a Fargo judge, has done with the current wording. I want this protection there, but I'm focusing on the misguided and manipulated majority of the legislature. What that editorial is saying is that our legislators are idiots. They're easily misguided and manipulated. And by the way, that's Republicans and Democrats alike they're maligning, because Republican and Democratic legislators voted for this. Later in this, they say, furthermore, medical professionals who are on the front lines of reproductive health and therapies and provide palliative and hospice care almost universally say the amendment would place government and lawyers between patient and doctor, between families and caregivers. The medical professionals in this case are calling the legislators North Dakota Taliban. How professional is that? It goes on to say, it's clear that Measure One is part of a national strategy to use states to advance a narrow religious agenda. A majority of legislators, Republicans and Democrats, put forward this particular. I don't think it's a narrow religious agenda. A narrow religious agenda wouldn't pass with Democratic and Republican support in the legislature. Then it goes on to say, gullible legislators got sucked in and put a measure on the ballot that insults the intelligence of thoughtful North Dakotans. Look, the editorial board of the Fargo Forum is free to have these very left-leaning, misguided views. To have opinions extremely critical of our legislators, Republican and Democrat, but I'm not following them. Are you? I'll take the advice of a pastor over legislators that clearly think very little of our legislators, Republican and Democrat. Want your take on this, too. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Mark and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on something Senator Hovind said last hour with us. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to send out a shout-out and a thanks to Congressman Kramer and his staff. They've been helping me with an issue regarding an agency, and they've been incredibly helpful and very kind. I just want to let you know that. It seems like his website and his staff are very approachable. They get back to you. Their communication skills are good. About a year ago, I approached Senator Heitkamp's office asking for some assistance. Her website promises to get back to you, you know, shortly in an email, and that never happened. I didn't find her staff to be very friendly. Okay? And maybe they had a bad day, but it seems like Heitkamp doesn't want to help anybody unless it's some tree hugging issue. But I just want to thank Congressman Kramer for the assistance, and his staff has been incredibly helpful. They're not done working on this issue. but they've been very good about representing North Dakota's state. I want to thank him for that. Thanks.
All right, Mark, appreciate that. The screen of thought, you wanted to talk about Senator Hovind, but obviously you wanted to talk about Congressman Cramer and Senator Heitkamp, but appreciate you sharing that comment. Jason, a vet in Watford City, listening on KTGO 1090 Radio, our Bach and Beacon Flag Family affiliate there. Jason, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Scott. I didn't get a chance to view the advertisement we're talking about with Kevin Cramer, although I think I'll go on the Internet there and view it. But my opinion on it is that being a veteran, you know, the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery is sacred ground to those of us who have served. And I know guys that are buried there that I've served with. And it is sacred ground. However, knowing Representative Cramer's...
Hold that thought, if you would, Jason. I want to give you a chance to finish, and we're coming up against the break. So just hold tight. We'll finish on the other side of the break. More of your questions and comments on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Twenty past the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind, and we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We were chatting with Jason, a vet from Watford City, listening on KTGO, and you had a comment, Jason, that we didn't get a chance to let you finish. So go ahead and finish your comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to say with Representative Cramer, I think that the record shows that he is very respectful of veterans, and his record has proven that. I think he every chance he gets, he
supports veterans and the things that they do and the sacrifices that they make. And having said that, I not seeing the video or the advertisement itself, I'm assuming that his using, you know, having the backdrop of the Veterans Cemetery was probably done very tastefully, very respectfully. And what it, to me, what it would seem to demonstrate is showing the sacrifices that our military does put forth and our own soldiers out of North Dakota who defended freedom. And if that is the case, then I really have no problem with it. What I do have a problem with is, and I get greatly offended by, is things that like our current administration and our president does, where they will tout successes of the military, such as the capture and killing of bin Laden. They parade that around all day long, but in the same sense, they are sending our officers and military people's pink slips in the mail while they're trying to fight a war. I get very offended by that, way more than I would some advertisement using the Veterans Cemetery. I think it was probably done in a tasteful manner, and I plan to go view it just to make sure that it, that, that is the case. But there's many more instances for veterans to be offended by out of this own administration. And that's all I wanted to say.
Some good points, Jason. Thanks for the call. A couple emails on this. William says, Scott, I'm a veteran. No, I was not offended by Kevin's ad. However, as I think about it, I think the Democrats have done us a favor by complaining about it. We know where they stand on the military as they continue to show us their true stripes. I just wish Kevin hadn't pulled the ad, thumbed his nose at them, and they continued to howl as it gives Kramer lots of good publicity in the veterans' eyes. Linda says, Dear Scott, active duty military are not being allowed to express their religious beliefs while serving, such as belief in natural marriage. Now veterans can't express their political beliefs after they've served? Didn't we as veterans swear to protect the Constitution? Then how come we as current and past military members are having people want to take away our rights? Thank you, Scott, for striving to protect and preserve the rights of all Americans. You're a true patriot. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. A lot of interesting calls on this. The vast majority of veterans, and I specifically asked for veterans' take on this because, to me, we ought to defer to veterans on whether or not it ought to be used. As I say, you watch the ad. There's a couple dozen, or at least a dozen veterans in the ad. They're obviously not offended. The Patriot Guard writers are there. They're not offended. I wanted to know from veterans. This seems to me to be a Democratic Party controversy, desperate to try and gain some attention in a race in which their candidates flopping around like a fish. But now there's a new controversy here. I noticed during the show that Rob Ford of the Say Anything blog, and you go to sayanythingblog.com and follow this story, has a photo up of George Sinner that he extracted from George Sinner's Facebook page. And so I asked Chris to track Rob down. Rob's on the phone now. Rob, how you doing?
I'm good, Scott.
Thanks for joining us. So where is this photo of George Sinner taken?
I don't know. As a matter of fact, it's not even on Mr. Sinner's Facebook page anymore. After I had actually contacted his campaign about it, I sent his campaign spokeswoman Hannah Johnson an email, just inquiring, what was the context of this photo. I'd also posted the photo online, just saying, yesterday we had a controversy about Representative Kramer's ad in a veteran cemetery. And I should point out, I thought the ad was tacky. I was critical of it. We had that controversy yesterday. Well, today here's a photo of Sinner from your Facebook page campaigning at a veterans memorial. He called on Representative Kramer to apologize and not use veterans as props. So what's the deal with this photo? And I've not received a response, but the Sinner campaign's pulled the photo off their Facebook page.
Very interesting. So obviously they think it's offensive and kind of another. It reminds me of that whole controversy, and I believe you broke this story too, when George Sinner was critical of Congressman Kramer for missing votes in Congress, and then somebody pointed out that he was on vacation during key legislative votes, right? Did you break that story?
Yeah, I did. And he was on vacation during the last day of the session. We all remember that last day. It went till the wee hours of the morning. Voting on all sorts of issues. I mean, there was flood protection issues that were being voted on, property tax issues, Western funding and infrastructure issues being voted on, and Senator Sinner was on vacation during that time. So I thought it was a little hypocritical for him to criticize Congressman Kramer for missing votes without any evidence that Congressman Kramer had missed any really important votes, at a time when he went on vacation during the most important votes of the 2013 legislative session.
Here's what bugs me, Rob, and I realize you're critical of Congressman Cramer using this information in the outset. You have a different opinion than I do, and I really just try to defer to the listeners today, and specifically ask for veterans, and we didn't hear from any veterans upset. We heard from two veterans mad that he pulled it, but otherwise all the veterans said this is perfectly fine, and actually maybe it's good. Maybe people will find out it's there, they'll go visit it. It is public land, after all. But,
yeah, and you know, maybe I'm on an island about that. I spoke with my father yesterday, who's a combat Vietnam veteran, and he told me the same thing. He said the ad didn't bother him at all. So I didn't like it. You know, I don't know how I would feel if it had been my, you know, one of my loved ones, you know, tombstones in a Heidi Heitkamp ad. But, that's just my personal opinion. If I was a candidate, I wouldn't have done it.
Anyway, you know, the ad ran for a week. Nobody said a peep. And then, the chief Democratic spokesperson for North Dakota, who has, a radio show, is belly aching about it yesterday. And then George Sinner quickly follows the leader. And then the mainstream media run out in droves with their little notepads saying, oh, this is horrible, this is awful, and round up some vets who disagree. It seemed to me kind of a faux controversy in that regard, that if it was so bad, why the moment it aired, didn't somebody say something? Why is it a week later, Joel Heitkamp's barking about it? That's what seemed a little odd to me. Seemed a little fun.
Yeah, well, I actually somebody had sent me off to it yesterday morning, about 8 a.m. And, you know, I posted on it. I hadn't seen the ad. I don't watch television, so I had not seen the ad yet. And that's why I was critical of it. I took it. My personal subjective opinion was I didn't like it. But the Sinner campaign responded by demanding that Congressman Cramer apologize and demanding that he not use veterans as props. But yet, when asked to explain their own use of a veterans memorial for what appears to be a campaign stuff, they A, don't respond, and B, pull the photo off one. Which
you can't make it.
You know, I think kind of tells us all we need to know about that photo.
Does it ever. Can't make it up. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the take on the story. For more, follow it at sayanythingblog.com. Here's another call that came in off air.
Morning. This question is for Scott specifically. Just curious, Scott, if you listened to George Sinner yesterday afternoon on the KFYR Cafe, and if you did or didn't, just a couple of comments on my behalf. You know, I almost feel bad for the guy. It is such a bad time to be a Democrat in North Dakota right now, and I almost wonder if he doesn't feel as though he's just a pawn that's been put up for this next election. I can't imagine that he feels there's any chance that he would win the office.
All right, we're up against a break, but I'll answer on the other side of the break. Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, will join us too. Thanks for the calls, questions, comments. This is What's on Your Mind. We'll continue.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with what is on your mind. So a caller before the break was asking whether or not I had listened to the debate. It wasn't a debate. I guess it was an appearance of George Sinner yesterday on K-Fire Cafe. That's when I was stuck at the DMV, just so you know. So I did miss most of it, although Todd was kind enough to send me a audio link to it last night, and I listened to some of it, of which, well, George Sinner himself called it very contentious. I think was the term he used, wasn't it, Todd? He said he enjoyed it, but the callers were quite contentious, and he expects that. And I did hear it, and the one question that amazed me is, you know, he once told me on the air that he was pro-life, and I said, well, why are all your votes in the state legislature pro-choice? And he made some bizarre comment about how by voting pro-choice, he actually is the more pro-life person because then, babies that shouldn't be brought into this world aren't brought into this world. Just the most chilling, twisted, political bizarro I've ever heard in my life. And so somebody called and asked about, whether or not he was pro-choice. And basically eventually said he admitted he was pro-choice. But said he was personally opposed to abortion, but caller asked him, well, aren't you Catholic? How does that work? And, you know, it was kind of an odd exchange. But he did eventually say he was pro-choice, which was different than what he had told me because, well, he votes pro-choice. He said pro-life. Anyway, a lot of the commentary was on Obamacare. And what I heard again and again was George Sinner defending Obamacare. That didn't go over well with the listeners. So anyway, more of your question here or there. I didn't get to all that listener's question, but he wanted to ask if I heard it, so I hope I answered that. Now what's the next part here?
Yesterday's interview was just, it was almost bizarre. I'll put it that way. So just want to hear your comments on that.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I'd use the term bizarre, too. And as far as him being a pawn, the caller earlier said, you know, he almost felt sorry for George Sinner, wondering if he was like some sort of a pawn put up there. I don't think so. I think George Sinner, honestly, has a pretty healthy opinion of himself. And so I don't think he personally would say, I'm going to run for this just to take one for the team. I think he probably fashions himself as a statewide candidate at some point for one of the statewide offices. And while this might be a very tough race, that he'd have a shot at it. And maybe it'd be a stepping stone to running for governor next time around or something. I don't know. That's sort of what I've heard. I don't think it's, hey, I'm taking one for the team, and I'm really not very good at this, but I'm going to do my best. But his answers are very bizarre. He's not run a very good campaign. My favorite example is I ran into him at BSC when the energy secretaries were here, And he said, when are you going to have me on the radio show? And I said, George, we've been asking every week to have you on the radio show since you announced your candidacy. And your staff has an excuse every time. And he said, well, you're talking to the wrong person. I'll fix that. And nothing got fixed. In fact, it was rather bizarre where his staff said he never said that when four or five people overheard it. So I can't explain it. All I know is that he and Ryan Taylor and the Measure 5 proponents don't think enough of this audience to come on this program and take your questions. That tells me all I need to know. It's not about me. It's not about Todd. It's not about, you know, needing to have these people on. It's about respecting the audience, the largest talk show in the Northern Plains. No program in North Dakota with more listeners than the five stations collectively bring during these hours of this program. And you're an informed audience, and sometimes that makes elected leaders a little nervous. So I guess that's why Ryan Taylor, George Sinner, and the Measure 5 folks don't want to go here. Anyway, hope that answers your question. Thanks for the call. Didn't get to all of them today. We'll try and do as best we can here to get to all of you, but it's been a busy day on the phones. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Doug Goring is the North Coast Ag Commissioner, and by the way, this is one guy who every time we ask says, yep, happy to come on, answer any questions I can. And again, not the case for his opponent. Last night there was a debate between Doug Goring, the incumbent Republican, and a member of the Ag Commissioner, member of the Industrial Commission, and his Democratic opponent, Ryan Taylor. And so we thought we'd have Doug back on to talk a little bit about it. Trying to host a debate here, but your opponent doesn't want to do that, Doug. I don't know what's going on there. What do you make of that?
Well, good morning, Scott. How are you? Good morning, Todd.
Nice to have you back on the program. So, how did the debate go from your perspective?
Well, you know, I'm always hard on myself and critical, but I think general people are always like that. I'm a bit biased too. I thought it went well. I know a lot of people had a lot of comments afterwards and were very pleased and said did a good job. So I guess what it comes down to is it's really about stepping up and let's talk about the issues. And I don't believe my opponent can win on the issues, and that's why he doesn't want to run on the issues. And we get into things about agriculture and the intimate knowledge you need to have about the entire state and all of our agriculture sector. And you need to remember that we have grain farming out here, which encompasses everything from high-value crops such as sugar beets and potatoes into our row crops, into our small grains, into our specialty crops and dry beans and those things that fall under the Fruit and Vegetable Act, into crop insurance, and then our livestock programs and everything we have going on. The department's a big department, and I'm proud of the work that we do around here. I'm proud of my staff. We run over 100 programs in the department. We do it with 107 employees, 77 full-time employees, and 90% of those programs are regulatory in nature, and what we've done is we've taken them up a notch. We take a common sense approach to regulating. We try to move forward and do education compliance, which means we have one of the highest compliance ratings in the nation. We don't play the gotcha method here and the gotcha game that EPA does. They come in, they find that you did something wrong, and they hit you with a baseball bat, fine you hard, and you really don't get anywhere with that. We go out there and help the producers. We go out there and help the regulated industry understand what it is that we need to do to comply with state or federal laws. We put a lot of effort into that to make sure that they are in compliance, and it's why we have a model that now the EPA is even suggesting maybe it should be adopted across the nation, because everybody else is running in the 40s, the 50s, and the low 60s when it comes to compliance. The gotcha method doesn't work. But the other thing that we've stepped out and do here is support those initiatives that best serve North Dakota. Diversity in our economy, diversity in our ag sectors, innovation. It's about being innovative and creative, and not all innovation and technology is applicable to every farm. So this is an opportunity for producers, for the industry, whether you're in manufacturing, energy, agriculture, to look at how can you best compete or be more competitive in a market, regional, national, or international, and then look at research that helps us become more efficient and more effective in any one of those industries, but especially in agriculture. We're producing food, feed, fiber, and fuel for this nation. And then last, trade, because quite frankly, we produce far more than we can consume. We are now exporting into 73 different countries. Our exports have increased over 70% in the last 4 years. And let's face it, folks, 96% of the global population lives outside of our borders. 80% of all the buying power in the world is outside of our borders. And 92% of the middle class growth in the next 3 to 4 decades will take place outside of our borders. We need to stay committed to those things. They create jobs. Agriculture supports 25%, almost 25% of the jobs here in North Dakota. It's important we do that because it maintains the health and the viability of our rural economies and of our state's, one of our state's largest industries.
One of the questions I want to ask you, it was a topic that came up last night in the debate, was over Measure 5, and the forum story on this says Taylor tries to separate himself from Goring in North Dakota Measure 5 opposition. He's, I heard him say he's against this, and I think you said that he said last night he voted no. Did he already vote or something?
That's what he indicated when he was asked the question point blank. It took him a while to answer the question, but he did say that ultimately, yes, I voted no because of the organizations I work with, well, or belong to. I guess that was his statement. That's what he said, and I wasn't there to look over his shoulder and see how he marked the ballot, but I was very clear on my position. First of all, there's a lot of outstate interests that are pushing this. It is a constitutional measure that looks at taking $150 million a year for 25 years, be billions of dollars that we could have used for property tax relief, for schools, for roads. And if we're really looking at something that's going to help address conservation issues in North Dakota, then why don't we look at the Heritage Fund, which we already have. We can scale it up to meet the needs. But let's not forget either, through the Heritage Fund, you can tap that resource here in North Dakota that owns and operates that land. 90% of the land here in North Dakota is operated by some of our best conservationists, our farmers and ranchers. And they could go in and apply. They could work through these programs to make some things happen. But again, it's based on need. It's based on our ability for the legislature to look at our overall budget and migrate and put more money into that as we need it. And then as things change, we pull back. But a 25-year constitutional measure, ooh, that's billions.
Yeah, right. Well, it's $4.8 billion over 25 years, and boy, I agree with you. I'm also wondering why it's so hard to get him to say that he's against it, because he was asked this question at the North Dakota or the Lignon Energy Council meeting as well, and he sort of intimated that he was against it, but wouldn't advocate for a no vote. I guess last night he said he was not here to kick the conservation folks in the shins on this issue. What did you make of that response?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess when you're asked the question directly, my response is vote how you wish to. I mean, vote your conscience. I just told them how I voted and how I saw it. I just put the facts on the table. That's all. And I think that's what he was asked, and it took him a while to get around to that. But
he also said he's a candidate that could bring agriculture and conservation groups together regardless of how the vote goes on the measure.
Well, first of all, I think we need to recognize that the land is privately owned, and you can bring them together, but that means not forcing your agenda down somebody else's throat. If farmers and ranchers own the land, work with them to determine what is the best use of their land to create habitat and do things like that. We have all this wonderful habitat out here. Let's reward the farmers and ranchers for what they've done. 1944.
Hold that thought, if you would, Doug. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. We asked, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and get some answers. Lucas, who farms actually out by Sterling, wants to talk about how farmers are dealing with growing urban populations. Lucas, tell us.
Living 25 miles from Bismarck and just 7 miles from a new manufacturing plant, we are bracing for the increase in a more urban population and the inevitable challenges that will accompany it. While we are excited about the potential growth in our schools and new business ventures moving into the area, it is important to remember that a lot of the more urban population is likely a few generations removed from the farm and may not understand the need to have equipment working until midnight, or the reasons we spray our field, or that modern equipment is quite large and can't just pull over to let a car by. As our friends to the west can attest to, growing our small towns comes with no shortage of difficulties. But a little patience and communication from both sides can go a long way in dealing with the growing pain.
Thanks, Lucas. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home are brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache 2, the folks that have one focus, sprayers. And they really pride themselves on literally being your one-stop shop, product expertise, the parts, new and used sprayers. Great customer satisfaction. In fact, they told me they sell a few of those used pull-tie sprayers. They want to move them out, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, the big 90-foot booms on them. A few used Apaches, too, and that's rare. Take a look at them at the website, highplainsapache.com. Your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Highplainsapache.com. Better yet, stop in, have a cup of coffee, visit with the crew in Mandan or in Fargo, and tell them Scott and Todd sent you. And while you're at it, MyPillow.com. Have we told everybody about the 50% deal being short-lived, Todd? That if you want that two-for-one original classic pillow deal to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation official pillow designation, you need to hurry. This two-for-one deal, the 50% off deal, is for a limited time. I didn't know that, but that's one of the reasons that if you heard about us, talk about how much we love our pillow. With the patented interlocking fill that adjusts any sleep position that stays cool and make sure you're not tossing and turning all night, that comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee. You want that two-for-one deal? You need to hurry and go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, our continuing chat here with Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, member of the Industrial Commission. And in a race that some believe is the most important race on the ballot this November, which, by the way, we only have this week and four weeks left before Election Day. It's coming upon us. So before the break, Doug, I asked you a little bit about the idea that, we should be nice to these conservation folks that want $4.8 billion. Maybe we should differentiate really between some of these groups like the extreme wildlife groups and Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever and a few others that really are trying to get some money to fund their operations nationally from North Dakota oil money, and true local conservation groups, farmers, folks here that are, I mean, really we're talking about two different groups here, and it seems that your opponent's kind of lumping them together, saying, I'm the one that can bring everybody together. But we're talking about outside groups funded by outside money trying to take state tax dollars to the tune of $4.8 billion over 25 years, right?
Well, and that's exactly what the problem is. And people do try to gravitate and move and migrate right towards farmers and ranchers and saying that they're doing this on behalf of them. Farmers and ranchers will adapt all types of practices, systems, and technology. They will work on wildlife habitat. They'll do all those things. But give them an opportunity without having to go through some formal process or go through these other organizations to do it. There's things that we can do, and we just need to make it easier for them to step up and access some of those tools. But the reality is they own 90% of the land out here in North Dakota. It's privately owned. And when you don't want to respect that and you want to control it and you watch them, federal government does all the time through endangered species. You look at EPA will do it through Waters of the U.S. when they try to propose rules. It's all about controlling and governing what's happening on the land when you don't even own it. What we need to be doing is incentivizing and rewarding those farmers and ranchers for the habitat they do create, for the clean water that is associated with their land, for the job they do to enhance the soil. You know, USDA a few years ago indicated that because farmers and ranchers have been adapting different practices and technology and systems, we've been saving 100 million tons of topsoil from wind and water erosion in this country every year in the last 16 years. I think that speaks volumes about the best conservationists that live out here on the land, manage it, take care of it, and provide for this nation, for other nations. They're part of energy security. They're part of the food security model. These are the ones that we really need to step up and support their efforts, not those that think they know what should be done on the land. We already have those out there that are proving it every day, and they drive an economy, and they feed a nation.
Yeah, good idea. Prop up the ones that deserve it and kick the ones in the shin that deserve it, and your opponent doesn't seem to want to you know, call a spade when it comes to some of these outside groups that are in the name of conservation trying to take North Dakota taxpayer dollars. So I think it's a good point. Only a half a minute left, so just quickly, I see the Grand Forks Herald editorial board meeting wrote a story about your criticism of the CP, Canadian Pacific Railway, CEO, because you called him arrogant and you scolded him a little, but you scolded him probably because he needed it or what?
Yes. I scolded him because he needed it. They have not stepped up. They've not communicated with us. They have not put any resources forward. I will say, I did get a call from them here recently, and I've had a good conversation with John Brooks. CP is stepping up now. They're going to put...
Isn't that amazing? So when you scold them a little, then they respond. That works pretty good. Doug, thanks for the time today. Appreciate your access to our listeners. Thanks a ton. We'll continue to follow this race closely. It's an important one. Going to follow it every week now to Election Day. God bless you one and all. We're out of time, but we'll do it again tomorrow. Energy Matters later today, 3 to 5. Tune it in. It's always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. ValleyImports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.